Broadcasting live to New York, Bloomberg 1130. To Washington, D.C., Bloomberg 99.1. To Boston, Bloomberg 1200. To San Francisco, Bloomberg 960. To the country, Sirius XM Channel 119. And around the globe, the Bloomberg Radio Plus app and Bloomberg.com. This is Bloomberg Markets.
Carol Masser, along with Corey Johnson on this Thursday. You know anything about millennials, Corey Johnson?
I've been doing some research, yes.
So I've heard.
Are you showing my emojis?
What?
No bitmojis. I'm not quite there yet.
No bitmojis?
Bitmojis is a whole other thing. It's on another level.
Gosh, I'll never keep
just
up.
Just saying.
We're going to talk about, though, financial planning for millennials.
Oh, that.
Serious stuff. We'll get to that in just a moment. First up, though, also serious stuff. Some of your top business stories and a look at today's trading session just one day before that all-important monthly jobs report.
And thank you very much, Carol Masser. Thank you, Corey Johnson. We've got 30 minutes to go ahead of the close here. And this update is brought to you by National Realty, managers of New York City cash flow real estate, providing you 12% annualized returns with immediate monthly distributions. See them at NRIA.net. Stocks are trading lower right now, again mixed, with the S&P 500 index down 10 to 2188, a drop there of 0.5%. NASDAQ down 81, a drop of 1.5%. Dow Industrials up 48 points, a gain there of 0.3%. The 10-year down 17.32 at yield 2.44%. Gold lower by 10 cents the ounce, a little change there at 11.73. Crude oil, West Texas Intermediate up 2.9%, up $1.43 a barrel, 50.87, spent much of the session above $51. President-elect Donald Trump wrapping up his speech at the Carrier facility in Indianapolis, touting the United Technologies Unit's decision to keep jobs in the U.S. instead of Mexico. He did touch on a number of topics, including the amount of regulation that American businesses are facing.
So I thought taxes would be number one, regulations would be up there someplace. Believe me, these great leaders of industry and even the small business people who are just being crushed, if they had their choice between lower taxes and a major, massive cutting of regulations, they would take the regulations.
Manufacturing expanded in November at the fastest pace in 5 months, indicating American producers are finding more relief in resilient domestic demand. Again, recapping, S&P down 10, a drop there of 0.5%. And at 3:32 on Wall Street, let's take a look at the other stories making news.
Thank you, Charlie. From the Bloomberg Newsroom, I'm Jill Schneider. This news update is brought to you by Morel Fine Wines and Spirits, your essential source for the finest wines and greatest vintages. Find them at morelwine.com. President-elect Donald Trump is at a Carrier plant in Indianapolis, where he's praising a deal to keep jobs that were headed to Mexico in the U.S.
I will tell you that United Technologies and Carrier stepped it up. And now they're keeping, actually, the number is over 1,100 people, which is so great,
President-elect Trump is kicking off what he calls his thank you tour tonight. His first stop will be at a rally in Cincinnati. Here's Bloomberg politics reporter Mike Nitza.
It proved to be the centerpiece of a winning strategy, and now he's returning to it and both beginning to map out how he'll be communicating to America as he enters the White House and how he'll campaign for re-election 4 years from now.
Bloomberg Radio will provide live coverage of the president-elect's rally at 7 p.m. Wall Street time. Thousands are waiting to be allowed back into their homes in Gatlinburg, Tennessee, following devastating wildfires. Great Smoky Mountains National Park Superintendent Cassius Cash says the danger isn't over.
The crews in the park will be out again working today on containment. More aircraft is en route to help us. And this is an evolving operation, as you understand, and day by day, we will continue to make progress.
At least 400 buildings were destroyed. French President Francois Hollande said today he will not seek another term in 2017. Global news 24 hours a day, powered by more than 2,600 journalists and analysts in more than 120 countries. I'm Jill Schneider. This is Bloomberg. Charlie?
And again, recapping, equities mixed with the Dow up 51 points, a gain there of 0.3%. S&P down 10, a drop there of 0.5%. NASDAQ down 1.5%. I'm Charlie Pellett. That's a Bloomberg Business Flash.
Thank you very much, Charlie Pellett. You're listening to Bloomberg Markets on Bloomberg Radio.
Well, we we're going to tap into millennials a little bit and what they need when it comes to financial planning. Let's bring in a millennial. Douglas Bonaparte is with us. He's founder and partner at Bonafide Wealth, joining us in our Bloomberg 1130 studio on this Thursday. Welcome to Bloomberg Radio.
Thanks for having me.
So what are you doing?
So we're launching a firm today.
Okay, and what is this firm doing?
Sure. So I'm a financial advisor, and our firm is dedicated to working with millennials, young professionals, and entrepreneurs. This is an area of my industry that is having a very hard time tapping into. There's a relatability issue there, and I'm looking at this as an opportunity, not just for me from a business perspective, but an opportunity to educate and empower an entire generation that really is lacking some core principles and disciplines in personal finance.
Lacking in what way? I mean, what is it that they don't have?
Well, you know, it's funny you say that.
Do they not have money because they're paying off student loans?
And I've been warned by my emoji coach not to discuss millennials as if they're aliens, space aliens.
Exactly. They're not to be viewed from afar.
I've been told I'm a space alien once before. But no, we're not space aliens. What's interesting about this generation is the lack of financial literacy has really caught up to us. I think it hasn't existed across all generations. It's not really something you learn in school. I know I was deprived of learning personal finance. I mean, you learned home ec, shop, you know, obviously math, science, literature. You don't learn personal finance, which is something that is essential to running your life. You're taught how to brush your teeth and take care of yourself. So why aren't you taught how to take care of yourself fiscally? And the cost of education has gone up so much, and the need to get a college degree is very relevant. You're told you need to do that. And this is where financial literacy, the lack thereof, has caught up to an entire generation, because you mentioned it before. $1.3 trillion in student loan debt. It's an albatross around an entire generation. It's preventing them from doing the great things in life.
You know, it's funny that you bring this up. Actually, in Bloomberg Business Week this week, it's the magazine hitting the newsstands as we speak. But there is an individual who has actually started a boot camp for kids as young as like 5 or 6 years old, all the way up, I think, through high school.
God bless them.
And it's all about teaching them kind of financial literacy.
Good.
That's what they're doing. So, okay. So what do you do, though? Because I know a few millennials in my life. I have a few. And sometimes they're pretty suspect of kind of the financial community overall, especially kind of seeing what happened either to their parents and seeing what happened during the financial crisis. So what are you doing that you think is going to catch their attention?
Sure. So the hashtag we've been using is invest in you. And that's our tagline, because rather than come at this from the angle of you need to have money, there's a minimum account to work with a financial advisor. They are suspect with that. They did see terrible things happen to their families in 2000. We've come out of that great recession. So it's a real quick fix. Invest in them. Give them content. Give them education. Give them the things that they need in order to get to a point where they actually would consider hiring a financial advisor.
But what do you do? Do you have a website or something?
And you're absolutely.
So how do you get people to come to the website?
So social media is a very millennial, right? Social media. It's great. It's a great way to attract people. I spend a lot of time working with a lot of reporters, getting my message out in the press, sending my message out through social media, through all of these avenues, and creating organic content that's very valuable. It's really removing a lot of the smoke and mirrors that I think exists in the personal finance services industry.
There's a raging debate in the world of robo-advisors with how much hands-on an investor wants to be. And the debate, when it goes to robo-advisors, starts to talk about what millennials want and what millennials need. And the notion here is, do millennials want to have the hand-holding and the conversations and the – or do they just want to research something online by themselves?
Yeah.
Well, make the investment themselves online, mm-hmm. and never interact with a human, but that it might be something they want later in life when they're making different kinds of decisions about home ownership, kids, college, retirement, and so on.
Well, millennials are thinking about those things you just said. You got a very wide demographic here, 18 to 36.
Right.
I'm 32. So if you're talking about the upper half, 28 to 36-year-olds, they're earning money. I mean, I'm here in New York City working with a very New York dominant clientele. You'd be shocked, or maybe you wouldn't be. But I think we have to be very careful when we start to stereotype millennials. You're talking about 75 million Americans. Are you really sure you want to put them all in a box? You know,
well, do we want to put any of the younger generations in a box?
No.
It's just a younger generation. Like every generation is going to have a younger generation that maybe does things a little bit differently.
Sure.
But ultimately, they do go on to buy houses. They do have kids and all that good stuff.
Did both of those things last year. Mm-hmm. You know, it's my daughter's first birthday today. So happy birthday, Hazel. But to answer your question about robo-advisors and them wanting to be hands-on, first of all, we're talking about the investment management space.
Just go about 30 seconds.
Yeah, sure. The investment management space where it's really become completely commoditized in my point of view. And I use services like robo-advisors with my clients. But where we're spending the most of our time is talking about the things you've just mentioned, buying homes, how to increase their income at their jobs, being a coach to them, estate planning, protection planning. There's a lot of areas that we got to deal with here.
Yeah, certainly. That's for sure. Thanks for coming in. Interesting. Good luck.
No, thank you so much.
Douglas Bonaparte, he's founder and partner of Bonafide Wealth, joining us in our Bloomberg 1130 studio right here in New York City. You are listening to Bloomberg Markets. Carol Masser, along with Corey Johnson, coming up. We'll get a check on your top business stories and also an update on trading. We are just about 20 minutes away from that closing bell. This is Bloomberg. Looking for signs of inflation? How about pricing out the 12 days of Christmas? That's exactly what our next guest did. We'll break it down for you in just a moment. Are things getting a little bit more expensive? We'll talk about that. This is Bloomberg.